Then Mordechai Tzvi.
First, Tosfos and Shmuel and the Mishnah. Shmuel 2, Shein 4. In fact, Tosfos had the Pasach Haim Vesechte Kol Kinuye Shmuel Geshmuel. Sechtes Nedarim begins with Kol Kinuye Nedarim Kinedarim. Sechtes Nazir begins with Kol Kinuye Naziris Kinaziris. Fektoises and Masechta Shmuis is also one of the Isurei Peh. So it should say that a kinui works to make a shmu. When you're bringing it in the Doran Agav, bringing it just like in Nazir. Because the Masechta of Naziris, so we start with Kinuyim, with the Lashon. So why by Shmuis we don't? And to Toises, because Shmuis is Mimakis Solik, and the Gemara is going to explain that the Cheshbon of Shtayim Shein Arba goes back to the Malkis, Nesof Malkis, Chayv al Rosh Shtayim, al Azokin Shtayim. So this Cheshbon is over there, it's Cheshbon is over here. That's what it says in Tosfos and Shmuis. Tosfos in the Dorim, in that Beis on the Beis, asks the Kash very interestingly, he asks it different. Understand those Tosfos, and when they ask it that way, he doesn't ask on the Mishnah. He says, Tema Gavi Shvuis Lifroich Kihai. Let the Gemara ask, Velema Kinui Shvuis Kishvuis. Ki hai de gavi nozir de mahade ve nokat kol kinuy neziris ke neziris. So he changes the girsa lifroish ki hai. Lifroish ki hai. Okay, so the akoyis vitziyunim and ois vahadar instead of it being a kasha, let the Gemara ask, it's a kasha on the Mishnah, Lifroish Kihai. Lifroish. Alright. But I don't know, that's not relevant. So Lamaisa Tosis here in the Dorim asks the same kasha. Vilei Makinishwuris Kishwuris. Kihai the Gabi Nazir, the Mahada Vinokat, Kol Kinuya Naziris Kinaziris. Entvetesis. The Ishloimar. The kivon, the less bay yodis. Kipshutai das meint as by shvuis in the stocken yodis. Ebazei loichoshu lahaskiram the kinuim. Now the haskaras kinuim goes together with yodis, like this Mishnah. That oimed mudrani mimcho, that's yodis, pasach. The kinuyim, the sayim, the yodis. So the Gemara is going to explain. Oh, but kinuyim goes together with yodis. Even if we're not goyris called lasais kinuyim nedarim kinedarim from a pasuk, and we know that it's only a svara and it's only in the Gemara. But like asina kinuyim naziris, melantis nishmul kum pasuk. Oh, but afal pikein vibal learning hilchas lashon and the chiddush of hilchas lashon. The chiddush of it is yodis. Kinu is not a chiddush. It's a machloikis. You know, machloikis of Yechman and Shlokish. But nochal amaisis, it's a svara. So yodis is a gvaldike chiddush because it's not a full lashon. Rashba says in Gedushin that yodis helps v'tziruv l'din of dvarim shebelev. Havi dvarim. Not for the klal of dvarim shebelev, havi dvarim. Yodis wouldn't help. Where the Karajman of Nun in Kiddush? The napshat, after we have a Chiddush of Yodis, so now already it's a spoken out neder. No. Vifel it's spoken out is spoken out, but it's only spoken out with Tzir of the Leif. Now, Rebald is only spoken out with Tzir of the Leif, so that's the Chiddush of Yodis. So, Vais Tais, Tais is held that The Chiddush of Kinuyim, beginning a Mishnah of Kinuyim, is not Vivayt, it's a Psicha to Yodis. But if there's no Yodis, there's no Kinuyim. They stay in Tosfos. This Tosfos doesn't say that reason. Doesn't mean he argues on what Tosfos is saying, that there's no Yodis in Shavuos. It could be he doesn't hold from this Svara that Kinuyim is totally in Yodis. You could have a Mishnah of Kinuyim, even though there is no Yodis. But as they stay by uns in Tosfos, for Maisa, the Meiri by uns in the Dorin says that there's a lot of Rishonim that hold like that. That is, he brings us the Rishonim that hold there's no Yodas in Shavuos.
Why is there no Yodas in Shavuos?
Is as they the Ran and of Zion. The Ran and Dav Zayin in the Torah. When the Gemara declares Yesh Yad Letzdaka. In fact, the Ran, what happened to Shavuos? How come there's no Shaila on Shavuos? But the Ran is the son. Why doesn't the Gemara have a suffix? Yesh Yad Letzvua Eloi. Zog the Ran. Because kiyida neder or yishava shvua, so there's a hekish neder to shvua. So if you bald this yodis in nedarim, this yodis in shvus. And I'll bring a raya from the offer the mishnah. There's a mishnah kiyida yishoyim in daftes omid aleph. So the gemara learns kiyida yishoyim is. Olai and Hareini and Olai Vehemenu. You could have a Kenidri Vishoyim Olai, a Kenidri Vishoyim Hareini, and Kenidri Vishoyim Heimenu. So the Gemara, Olai is Nedorim, Hareini is Nezilus, and Heimenu is Shvua. The Gemara says, Heimenu means. Heimenu nekinidve reshoyim heimenu shaloyoychal. Instead of saying shvua shaloyoychal, it's kinidve reshoyim heimenu shaloyoychal. And the Mishnah teaches me that it works. Nodar, benozir, or bekorbin, or beshvua. So the Mefurash Mishnah said, do yodis in shvua. And the Gemara says, so if that's the case, that he said the Feirish, Kenidre Rishoyim, Meimenu Shaloyoychal, is Maila Memra. So the Maila Memra. So the Gemara, Maud the Temo, Holy Mafik Shvua Mepume, Komashvalo. Maila Memra, Holy Mafik Shvua Mepume. So it doesn't blind Nodavi Shvua. Komashvalo, that it is enough. You don't need Mapik Shvua Mepume, and your other selves. Or it blibes Mapik Shvua Mepume. Tosfos doesn't say Klar. The Rosh Bistoma says it blibes Mapik Shvua Mepume. The Rosh says, Komashmul on Kivan Yomak and Nidir Rishoyim. Is like this afik shvua mepume, but there's no right what the Rosh means. It could be mit the halacha from Yodis. That through the parish of Yodis, it blives afik shvua mepume. So the Ran stels avek that it's a hekish. What's tois v'shita in other places? Isn't daf tezayin on the base? In the sugya of chaymer v'nedarim v'shvuas, Chayim b'shvuos min edarim. It's for Anan Atoisvis. Shvuos lo echal b'shum tzad afilo eche de oma yeshiva suka olay v'shvua. Shvua sholevay de oma yeshiva suka olay v'shvua loy m'shum dekosa chefza alei. Loy shayich bo elu yad l'shvua havi. When a person says Yeshiva Sukkah Alay Yeshvua, this is a famous Taisvis of Neder Shvua Veloshen Neder. If Shvua Veloshen Neder helps me Ikar Adin, that's a Taisvis here and a Taisvis outside of Taisvis and Shvuas, that even though I didn't speak Agavra, I spoke Achevtsa, you could use Shvua to make an Issa Chevtsa. Or no, can't use Shvua to make an Issa Chevtsa. Shvua is only to make an Issa Gavra. But if I speak out Shvua, Beloshen Neder, in the Loshen of Chevtsa, it's like the famous Taisvis, the Vale Shvuas L'Shayel Well, Yad Shvua Havi, Ula Oilam Ka'osa Naf Shei Nechevtsa. Ubenidorim Le'idach Isa, which is the Ran in the beginning of the Dorim, that he brings from the Ramban, that Shvua B'loshen Neder, and Neder B'loshen Shvua, if it helps, it only helps Mitoyach Yodos. The Taisa says clear, and after Zayin on the base, there's Yodos in Shvua. Taisvis, in Daf Chesomet Aleph clearly brings such a tzad. Famous Gemara in the Dorin Daf Chesomet Aleph. Oy ma'ashkim ve'esh ne'perik zeh mega godel nodel of the Kei Yisrael. The Gemara asks Mushba v'yoymet. And the Gemara answers why Talmud Torah is not considered Mushba v'yoymet because he boy yipote nafshe. Oh, but the Rishon and Mutzenzich, what does it mean? Ashkim ve'esh neperik zeh. How does that become a chayiv? Shteit in Tosfos, l'churim mashma, that he just said these words, and he wasn't masking the word shvua. The komashma lon, the yesh yad l'shvua. The yesh yad l'shvua, even though Tosfos names it on for a double parshat in other places. So in Tazayin he says, Yesh Yad L'Shvua, by Yeshiva Sukkah Alay. In Daf Beis he says, Ein Yad L'Shvua. And in Daf Ches, he says that he says it in the first Pshat over here, that Ashne Perik Zeh is a Yad L'Shvua, the Komash Malon. Here would be Rav Gittel Amarav would be Kamashmal on the Yesh Yad L'Shvua. Then he says another pshat without this Kamashmal on. Rabbi says you need a Kamashmal. So when Rav Chizki is asking Stam, I mean, you shouldn't ask why not. The question should be why yes. Yesh Yad L'Shvua. You have a whole Masecht, a whole Blat Gemara on Yodis, Gittin, Gedushin, Peya, Zdaka, Hefker, Pesakise, the six or seven Gemaras there in the Dorim, Vavam at Beis, Zayinam at Aleph. Each one needs a reason. So, either you make the Hekesh or you don't make the Hekesh. In Yene Gemara alone, there's a whole Sugi. If you make a Hekesh for these kind of things, the thing, Legavi Atfasa, if you're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem, one of the longest runs around in Perek Gimel, you're going to learn, if you have time, the Rif Shita is that Matvis B'Shvua doesn't help. Only Matvis B'Neder. And the Rif asks, for other things, you're Makish. The Ran asks, you're Makish Nadorim Teshvuas. Why the Gabi Atfasa, you're not Matvis Nadorim Teshvuas. Makish at the Dorim Teshuvas. And the Ran says a whole big hesber why the Gabi Atfasa, not that Atfasa is only Meshach Shaykh to the concept of Neder, which has a Shaykh as Tekor, but Teshuvah doesn't belong, and it's a Teretz Anein Meshiv and Allah Hekesh. Now we see here language called Mafik Shvua Mepume. Shvua means you have to swear. So Memele is different than a Dorim, where you use the Bittus Vesayim to create an Issa. You use the Bittus Vesayim to create an Issa Chefza. So we have a din that a Yad of a Bittus Vesayim could also create an Issa Chefza. But in Shmuis, that Gemara shows me a standard that's called Mafik Shvua Mepume. Shavah Shvua, I have to swear. Abazai, there's such a thing as an oath, a Shvua. So maybe a shvuah needs a madrega called mafik shvuah mepume. So who says that yodis produces mafik shvuah mepume? But the question is not why not. The question is why yes. If you mean to ask macha hekish, otshenderan magdim given meditaina macha hekish. On machana hekish was a lepizayin yodis and shvuahs. The Torah zok this in Naziris. The Gemara learned the Dorim for Naziris. To the shyness in the Gemara, kachal ayoytzim epiviase, or makish nedarim lenaziris. The Chmena d'chsam soif should say that if you learn it from kachal ayoytzim epiviase, then it doesn't say dafka by nedarim. Ish ki yid neder yishav eshvur kachal ayoytzim epiviase. I don't know, but that kasha, why not? You have to establish why yes. I'm not going with the technical. In Rishonim Atam Fayet, Unichmenaz in Gemara is Mavur Atam Fanish, Mafik Shvur Mepume. And I just want to put together Vos Tutzach. We have in the Beis Amid Beis, Aran Vazokt Sinishtokun Yodis. Mahoban in Daf Tezayan Amid Beis, Achmen Atoisvis. Mahoban in Daf Tezayan Amid Beis Atoisvis Vazokt Fadova Poshut, yeah. Umohoben in Davcheso med Aleph, Atoisvis, Vazokt Aloshin, as the Rav Gidl will be a Komash Malon, Osfeg de Gemore. My Komash Malon as Yesh Yad. So it's a Komash Malon for Rav Gidl. It's Grada, I think, a Chedushe Reb Reuven. And it's even Mashma, I saw from the in the Tosfos Rosh. If you look in the Tosfos Rosh, Shita brings down Tosfos Rosh, that it's Gomashma, that could be Tosfos never meant what they say he means. Even though Achroinim say that's what Tosfos means, there are those who learn that Tosfos only means V'lei mekin eshvuas keshvuas. Keep on the lesbe yodis, it means the Mishnah won't be maskir yodis. While there's no mokum for an askara of the din of yodis in Yena Mishnah, memelo you don't bring kinuyim alone. But it's only a pshat teretz. Not that there's no halacha of yodis. Maybe there is an halacha of yodis. But it's past nisht in Yenem Mishnah to be masked the din of Yodas, the Mishnah Vishoina in Shavuos. And that's all the Tosfos means. But the Chasam Sofer didn't learn like that, the Tosfos. Others didn't learn like that, the Tosfos. And we're going to go kipshuta that the Tosfos is literal. Leslo Yodas means, so the parasha from Yodas in Shavuos. Umemele Kemenes nisht bringing in the Mishnah together with Kinuyim. There's often a Tosfos that there is Yodas in Shavuos. Is a Zeh, Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba. Shavuos Lo'ovar, Shavuos Lo'habo. Shavuos Lo'ovar, is if you in the Chof Amid Beis, Chof Aleph Amid Aleph, Ochalti V'lo Yochalti, the Gemara calls in one lashon, Ravdimi, it's called Shav. And Yoiva Loisisa Hashem Hashem Lekechel Hashav. And Rav Ravin says it's Sheker. And Yoiva Loisisa Shavu B'Shmi LaShoker. That's Shvula Ova. Yoiva Olav, and you also Chayiva Korbin. Levata B'Svasayim, that parasha Nefesh Kisishba, Levata B'Svarim, Lahora La'etiv. It's Koil Shvua de Lo'avar also. Shvua de Lahaba is Rav Dimi, the first Lashon in Shvuas, says Sheker. Oichal de lo yoichal Sheker. The Azaros say Mehocha. Loisishavu Bashmi Lashoke. Sokt Rashi. Voice shavu b'shmi kedei l'shaker b'shvuas. What does that mean? Voice shavu b'shmi Kidei l'shakeh v'shvuas. Don't make a shvua. And then be untruthful to the shvua. L'shakeh v'shvuas. What does that mean? I said a shvua. Don't turn the shvua into shvua sheker by not keeping it. You made a shvua, you didn't keep it. Or taka, if you don't keep a shvua, then it turns out that the maisa shvua was a shvua sheker. Loisi shavu bishmi, that with your not keeping it, you turned the shvua into a shvua sheker. Oh, but that's shvua de lahaba loit ravdini. Then comes Kiyosi Rovin and Chafalef Omer Aleph, and he says, "Ochalti v'loy ochalti sheker." V'azorosoim v'loy sishova v'shmi la shoker. Ochal v'loy ochal, oive v'bayachal dvorei. Shvua de la'avo is not in chlal loy sishova v'shmi la shoker. Loy sishova v'shmi la shoker is a ma'ase shvua of sheker. But a shvua de lahaba that you don't keep is not loisi shava v'shmila sheker. It's a carbon for nefesh kisi shava levatim is l'soyim lahara lahetiv. Yes, aber the laugh of loisi shava v'shmila sheker is mimapik a shvua sheker from your mouth, and that's not what you did. The only oiva by yachol dvarei. Sayin loichal, sayin lo yoichal. What does Avdini hold legabi bal yachol? Zok Toisvis in Avchof Amid Beis, that Avdimi has to agree that Shvua de Lahaba has Bal Yachol too. Why does he have to agree that it has Bal Yachol too? Because it's a Gemara. He says, in that same Gemara we saw before, Tazayin Amid Beis, Choyme ben Edarim in the Shvuas, Choyme ben Shvuas min Edarim. So the Gemara learns out that a Shvua is not chal vatel es ha-mitzvah, that if a person says shvua shaloyeshe basuka, it's not chal the shvua. Shvua is not chal levatel es ha-mitzvah. From vanadlan and osarois. From lo yachel devoroi, ish ki yidu nedo yishov ha-shvua, lo yachel devoroi, devoroi hu de ein mechel, avo mechel hu lechefzi shemayim. If he's swearing kegem Torah, then the shvua is not mechayiv him. He's allowed to be mechel. He's stating after Zion on the vez. Masha'en came by a neder. State a special pasuk ish ki yidu neder l'Hashem. Afilu b'cheftzi shamay. And the Gemara is mechalik because neder is a cheftzi. So emeile ein machilu no'odem dover osuloi. Shvu is a segavra, so I can make a shvu a gegen toyer, but it's gebayt on these two psukim. Dvorei lo yachel, I'm a mechel lo dechavzi shemayim. And shvua, we learn out. Why don't we learn out shvua l'Hashem? Talmud loy melahor lehetiv. In the parsha of lahor lehetiv, we learn out not like that. And also, why we learn out that it's. Why mechalul chefzi shomayim by a neder? There's a lashem, and the Gemara says my shno. So the Gemara says this is gavra, this is chefz. Abezokt toisvus in shvuis that in davchof amid beis toisvus shvuis davchof amid beis that in this Gemara you see klod is a bal yachol on a shvuah because the Gemara says there's no bal yachol by chefzi shomayim. But if it won't be Chefzi Shomayim, there will be Vayachos. If a person swears, Shalo Yeshiv, not in the Sukkah, Shalo Yeshiv in the bungalow, is the Dal Vayachal, as they state Beferish in the Gemara, and that's what Toisvus and Davchav brings the Shvuks. What were we asking?
No,
but
if
it's
Mushvu
Vayachal,
so that means there's no Shvur, right? The
Shvur
is not Chal.
Shvur Levatel is a mitzvah.
Right,
right, right.
So where does the lo yachal come in?
That's the mocker. What do you mean, lo yachal? It's not chal. Mushba v'yoymid is usually the ikashvu of mushba v'yoymid is on the kayin. Because I'm already mushba, so there's no mocker for a second shvu. But here it's a levato. Why can't I put on myself that I'm mashbiya myself to go against shvu as har sinai? Peretz is, there's a Gzeir Sakasuv of a Mechalul Chefzer Shemayim. That's one Gzeir Sakasuv, and then there's the Gzeir Sakasuv of Lekorbin from Lahore Lehetiv, Aror Rishos of Ama, Aror Rishos of Ama, Hatova Rishos of Aror Rishos. It's a little Tosfos, Koinomos. Koinomos Oive Mishum Bal Yachal, Vishu Anami Oive Mishum Bal Yachal. Doxib ho yishova, v'lo yachol dvorim, and it's a mefurish gemara in Tezayin. The yesh b'shvua v'lo yachol, ochi kamar, koinomus leko ella bal yachol. Koinomus only has bal yachol, and shvua the lahaba according to Rav Dimi, in addition to bal yachol, has lois yishovu b'shmi. This is and Ravin comes and says that Shvua only has Bal Yach. So the Santa Zach, Loit Ravin, who doesn't have a love of Shvua the Lahaba besides Lo Yachel, so he's going to learn Sai Oichel and Sai Lo Yachel is included in Lo Yachel, even though the Pashat Pshat in the Pasik is Ishki Yidah Neder. O Yishova Shvua Lashem, Lesser Isser Al Nafshoi, Lo Yachel Dvoroi. So by Lo Yoichal is a Lesser Isser Al Nafshoi. But Oichal is not a Lesser Isser Al Nafshoi. Oba Vaistois, we learned Kechol Ayoisim Epiv Yasser, Lo Yachel Dvoroi, and O Yidoi Neder, O Yishova Shvua. Because that's what they say. Shvua the oichal the lo yoichal oive bebal yachal. Aber in Tosfos, in Rav Dimi, hospishkin rayav there. Because all Rav Dimi has proof for, all Tosfos has proof for, are from a case of lo yoichal. From a case where I'm swearing not to sit in the sukkah, or not to eat matzah, which is a lo yoichal of vatal asam mitzvah. But we don't have here a case of oichal neveilis. Das steht nicht in the Gemara. So memela, we don't have a hechrich. Nicht from the pasuk, I have a hechrich. The Tosfos brings two hechrichim. First from the pasuk, ishke yidah neder yishov shvua lo yachel, steht beferish lesser Yisrael nafshe. And from the Gemara in Daf Tezayin, is going in a case of lesser Yisrael nafshe. So I really don't have a raya. In Ravin, it's mefurish, and in Rav Dimi, totally not. It's pashtus. There's no lo yachel only by lo yoichel and then by yoichel. In Cain, I have a shtickle clarity in the three tois, in the three gemaras, in the three toises. The tois is beis amid beis, and the tois is chesam and aleph, and the tois is tezayin amid beis. In Beis Amid Beis, Tosfos says there's no Yodas in Shvu. So maybe we can't have a Mishnah Rei Shvuas about Kinuyim. In Tezayin, he's going to use Shvua Beloshen Neder. It's Yodas. It's not Shvua Chetzer, like the second Teretz in Tosfos. Avad is Shvua Zagavra. But it's totally misspoken, and I use Yodas. Yodas could fix it. And in the middle, Tosfos seems to be mistopic by a Shavuos kum v'asei of Ashkin ve'eshne peirik zeh. Tosfos seems to be mistopic. Is there or isn't there Bal Yachal? Because he says, Kamash Malon, maybe Rav Gidl is teaching me that there is Bal Yachal by a Neder Gadol Nadal L'Kei Yisrael, because Kamash Malon the Yesh Yad L'Shvua. Kamash Malon the Yesh Yad L'Shvua, and then he asks on himself, so how could you say my Kamash Malon? It's Tuva Kamash Malon the Yesh Yad L'Shvua. I'd love to keep Loi Mafik Shvua Metumei. That Loshen HaGemara and Daf Tes Amud Aleph is the foundation of the Shaila. The foundation of the Shaila of Yodas and Shvua is Mafik Shvua Mepume. The resolution of the problem is that you don't need mafik shvua mepune. Not that it blibes mafik shvua mepune. That could be other rishayim. But shita satoisus that holds yodis don't help in shvuas is because toisus and don't make the hekish, which remember, the Ram says it's a hekish. So you can't just ignore that. The Ram puts down on the table that yidur neder ishava shvua is a hekish. So the only solution is to minimize the hekish and say that the hekish was said over here in the parsha by lesser iser al nafsha or by lahaba. So there the hekish was said, but where you need matik shvua mepume, where the only avera was matik shvua mepume. If the only Aveira was Matik Shvua Mipume, you don't necessarily have a Hekish because Yidur Neder is to create an Isser. And Yishava Shvua, where you want to use it in the context of Matik Shvua, you don't have a Matik Shvua. Kum Tois Hazeh. All Tois this has to mean on that base on the base is that the complete Shvua Shtayim Shehen Arba doesn't come with Yodis. And Shvua the Chalti, the Loya Chalti, Yodis won't help. Because the whole Aveira is Loisi Shavu, Loisi Sa. It's a different kind of Shvua, Shvua the Loava. It's for the Maisa Shvua, Loyanake. It's an Yisra on the Maisa Shvua. Where the Yisra is on the Maisa Shvua, Shitas HaToizvis, Chanishkin Mokker for Yodis in a Maisa Shvua. That is to Oivazain of a Matik Shvua. That the Torah is makish shvua to nedarim for lesser iser. Memela tois was held at the mafurish gemara in Tezayin that you makish this bal yachel. The parsha bal yachel was said on shvua de lahaba. And if the parasha of Ayachal was said on Shvua de Lahaba, means just like a neder, a koinam, creates an iser on Lahaba, Shvua has that power of creating an iser on the Lahaba. And you're over Ayachal Dvorah. And Memela, that hekish of Shvua to Nedorim, which makes a hekish for Ayachal. So the fact that there's a hekish and there's yodis. So that's in Daf Tezayin Amud Beis. We were talking about an Isser of Lo Yoicha. That's a Hekish for sure, and that's why it's a double Pasha Koshita Satoisvis that this Bayachal Dvoroi on a Lo Yoicha. If he says Lo Yoicha with Yodis, and that's the case of Neder Belosh and Shvua, Shvua Belosh and Neder in Daf Tezayin Amud Beis. In Daf Ches, he's also talking Lahaba, but he's talking Gekumba Se Lahaba. And a kumbase is not a lesser iser, but it's a kumbase. We call it a chiyuv shvua. That the zel beveg mekemachen an iser gavra mitshvua, mekemachen a chiyuv gavra mitshvua. And agam state a lesser iser, oh, but that's we can make our own drushes. And is that a klar that Rav Dimi holds that is by yachol dvoroi by yoichol and Rav Ravin. Ravin holds this by yachol dvoroi, say by yoichol, say by lo yoichol. We don't have a Rav Dimi on that. Rav Dimi only proves that by lo yoichal we have vayachal dvorai. But Ravin is sai by lo yoichal, he has a vayachal dvorai. Is memele, that's why by Tosfos it's a suffix. Kamash malon, the yesh yad l'shvua, in an oifin of kumvase, in the oifin of ashkim me'esh neperik zeh, esh temesech tezu. Oh, a kamash malon? Is we made the Kamash Malon in Daf Ches that even in Oichal Toisus wants to learn in Rav Gidl, but Toisus and Daf Beis and Toisus and Daf Tezayin are totally not a stira. In Daf Beis he means that the complete Shtayim Shein Arba doesn't come with Yodis, and in Daf Tezayin he's saying that Lo Yoichal comes with Yodis. In Daf Ches he's Mesupik. If Oichal comes with Yodis, Abra Chalti and Lo Yochalti, For sure, Tosfos sheet is it doesn't come with Yodis. And what's the Yisoid? Loi mapik shvuah mepumei. And Yodis can't create a mapik shvuah mepumei. Where, you know, you're going to have that in Shemesh shvuah. It's not a controversial svara that Yod, where you need mapik. You need askaras Hashem. Nobody says, many Rishonim hold that if shvuah would need askaras Hashem, Yodis wouldn't help. Because you need the askara. How could Yodis give you the askara? You don't have the askara. So if shvuah, the chomer of the word shvuah, that's taking a note, that's called swearing, whatever that means, Yodis doesn't necessarily shtel it too. So Mamele, this is what we want to say for Toysis. Mamele Toysis in the Dorim says that Toysis Kasha, in the beginning of shvuahs, you don't have to come on to Toysis Teretz that it's because it's coming from the Sechta Makis, nor Stamitz Nishkin Kasha, say Kinuim, because you don't say Kinuim where there's no Yodis. This is what we want to type. Then I could say, but it's much less. I mentioned before in passing that is a Rashba, that at the end of the day, Yodis, he goes by Nazir, Oivalafono. The Mishnah in the beginning of Nazir. Oimer Aho, Areze Nazir. Fede Gemara, Vidilma Betainis, Vidilma Betainis. So the Gemara, Kishanazir Oivalafono. That's the Gemara. That when a Nazir is Oivalafono, and you say Aho, so that's Yad Naziris. So the Rashba in Daf Nun in Kiddushin, that's one of the major Rashbas in Shas, where the Rashba says his major Yisoid in Dvarim Shabalei Veinim Dvarim. Rashba has a gather that Dvarim Shabalei Veinim Dvarim is only when there's a contradiction between the words that I'm uttering and the thought that I have in my lathe. But where whatever's going on in my lathe is not in contradiction with what I'm saying with my mouth, there's no dvarim shebelev, any dvarim. And the Rashba builds it, among other rayas, on the sugi in the beginning of Nazir. The guy says, aha, avet a Nazir, because there's a Nazir oivel afon. Because of Yodas Naziris. It's Yodas Mechichas. We learn out Yodayim Shei Mechichas, lo yavi Yodayim from Yene Gemara, because you need Yodayim Mechichas, and it's Yodayim Mechichas. So the Rashba, ahin aher, Yodayim ahin, Yodayim aher, the Naziris is in your heart. You let out words that can mean the Naziris, or amuchiach to mean the Naziris. Meaning means that they let us see that in your lave you want Naziris. But for you to tell me that you uttered Naziris verbally when all you said was aha, the Rashba holds no. Yodayim mechiches of Nazir don't achieve that level. And it's dvarim shebelev. No, dvarim shebelev havi dvarim. To make a neder, dvarim shebelev havi dvarim. As long as you are adhere to the rules of nedarim and naziris and shvuas, which is levate bisvasoyim, and on that the Torah taught me yodis is enough to be considered levate bisvasoyim. So if yodis is enough to be considered levate bisvasoyim, it is a good neder. The Rambam in Hilchas Naziris, when he brings this Gemara, specifies. You shouldn't think that Naziris and the Nachum for sure, the Shiklali says it doesn't mean Naziris, it means Nedarim also. Birka Shmuel doesn't leave it clear, but it's also, if you learn the Birka Shmuel, not Paked, Birka Shmuel clearly learns it means Nedarim also. But if I remind myself now, Nachum and Ashir Klali might have a suffix on that. The Rama means only Naziris, or the Rama means even the Dor. But he says, I know you mean that you need to say words that everybody knows what you mean with those words. No. If you say words, and it's plausible that those words mean what you want to say, that you're a Naziris, and it's on a level of Mechichos, it helps. And this is based on a Gemara in that Beis Amud Beis in Nazir. Because the Gemara, after the Gemara is finished with the Kasha, Dilma Betainis, There's another Gemara, and that based on the base of Nazir, that the Gemara asks, V'dilma lefoytrim lekorbanoisa. That means I am relating to this fellow standing in front of me, this other Nazir Oyva Lefana. But who says that it has to be that because he's there and I say aha, I mean to accept Naziris and compare myself aha kamoyu? Maybe I'm offering to pay for his kabbanis. So the Gemara no teretz, the karma beliboy. So it says, what does it mean? Because you people leave a shoving. As long as my mouth could mean kamoyu, and is mistaver that it means kamoyu, and in my heart, zok de bikashmul, that's the makor of the Rajba. This Rajba that learns that it's dvarim shebelay is because the Gemara asked, maybe I mean poitre kobenoiso. And the Gemara really answers, because that's not what my lev meant. My lev didn't mean poitre kobenoiso. My lev meant eyekomoyu. He has a ganze shtickle there that in Kedushin and in Gittin, this whole sugya doesn't apply. There, Yad Merchiach is a different standard. But in the Zirus and in the Darim, that's enough.
So if we ask him, what did you mean? Yeah. He says, I meant to from the Pachim of Kavanosa.
He's Nema. Did you hear from Eidecha Nema Bissum? He's Nema. He's taking anybody's money. He's making anybody culpable in the fascists. He's going to say someone's kosher apostle or Eidus. He's going to say, he's Chayiv HaKarban. Why is he not Nema with Eidecha Nema Bissum? Grada, even in Kinyonim, many times we ask the Balei Dvarim, it's a Gilei Mulsa, and they might be them on what they meant. But here it's simple. It's Eidecha Nevin Bissu.
What happens if he said, where it's a Lashon Yad, and he said, I didn't want to name it?
It's no good.
So it's not.
Because we believe him that it wasn't in his lave, and if it wasn't in his lave, that's anyway a theme that goes throughout the whole Nedarim, that you could repudiate Yodas Mechichas. Because Mechichas are not enough to make you into a lawyer. I mean,
no,
I'm not saying I can't answer you blanket, but it's definitely Mishoinim, Furoshim, that discuss these things. That's for sure. Okay, so what I wanted to say, Al Derech Zeh, that even if in the Nedarim and Aziris, we have a standard that Yodis with Levatim and Sasayim together, because Dvarim Shebelev Havi Dvarim, it works, but in Shavuos, maybe that formula won't work. Because in Shavuos, the Gemara itself teaches us in Daf Tes, Matik Shavua Mipume. So even if that formula of a Dvarim Shebelev Dikiyad Mechiach will work in a Dvarim in Aziris, maybe in Shavuos, no. In Shavuos, you need, when the Yad, it doesn't need to come on to Dvarim Shebelev. Where on the day the Yad, it's Matik Shvua Mepume. And maybe you could be Matchik that in the Tosfos. That Yodis doesn't help, he doesn't mean Yodis doesn't help. No Yodis help. Yodis that need to come on to the Chiddush of Dvarim Shebelev, Havi Dvarim, that we have in Aziris by the case of Nazaroy Velofanov, and there might be cases that are similar in the Dvarim, such a. But you know something? For a shir, I could say it over so I give you more spice. Till now it was boring. But if you want to know what I really think the Emerson Toysvis is, it's more the first way than getting and saying that Toysvis means there's no yad, but he really means only in a case where you have to come on to the Dvarim Shebelev. Daiti, more mistava would be that he means there's no yad by Shvua Lehava, and that's enough to answer his kasha that it won't belong in the Mishnah. So I have to say, Thank you. Vasa Yaakov Levadoi. Yaakov went back for Pachim Ketanim. The Mamish almost really was a sakana. They all crossed, but he stayed behind for Pachim Ketanim. And the Gemara says, Tzadikim, we learn out from him, and Moinon. Chobiv Aleim Yoyse Migufa. Because he somehow, he wasn't careful in his guf like he was careful in his memoino. And the Gemara says a reason that they shall push the Yedeim Begezel. Because every penny that a tzaddik earns is within, according to the guidelines of the Torah. And every penny that a tzaddik acquires is according to the guidelines of the Torah. So it's very chavif for them. Very chavif. What exactly is the concept? It's Mordechai Medvish in Matos by the Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvein. The Medvish says a very, very sharp zach. Sholosh matonos yesh ba'olam. There are three gifts that Hashem put in the world. Zocha ba'achas mehem. If you zoicha in one of those three gifts, zocha ba'koil. Yaakov Avinu says yesh li koil. Zocha ba'achas mehem, zocha ba'koil. What are the three gifts? Chochma, gvura, and oishe. Each one of these three gifts is zocha ba'achas mehem, zocha ba'koil. Sok the medrash. Amedvorim amurim kishehem matnas shomayim. When these gifts come to the person as a gift from Hashem, ubo isloy lo adam mikoyach haTorah, and everything, and the gift is comes to him sanctioned by the Torah. Avol chachmasoy ugvurasoy. The oishroi shall basa vadam einoi klum. Then he goes off to the story of Bnei Gad or Bnei Ruvein. Why do they need more than would have otherwise been allotted to them? And it's a shtickle taina on the Bnei Gad or Bnei Ruvein. Moshteda. An unbelievable sharfazach. Chochma is a gift. Oishir is a gift. To us, how could you compare the two things? Hashem yiten chachma. Obviously, I don't believe means astronomy and astrology. I'm sure it means chachma satoru. That's chachma satoru. That's a chachma. To an elchayid, chalak mechachma sili yireyav means talmud chachma, toru. But if it's not kboloi lo adam as a matnas shamayim and a boloi mikoyach haTorah, that his whole approach to Torah is a gift from the Eivishter, and the whole methodology in Torah and his whole approach to Torah is with impeccable koyach haTorah, everything is out. Mitale hilchas Talmud Torah, mitale hilchas yebittel Torah, nishbittel Torah, kiyum haTorah, chiyuvim, my allotting my time and when I spend my time and when I don't spend my time and how much I spend and what I do and everything, because then it's an incredible gift. But if a person doesn't approach chachma as a matna shemayim and as a bol in the koyach haTorah, Chazal use an expression, ain't a clue. On the other hand, the person that's Oisha, that's Oisha, not Chochma. That Kaddish Baruch is less than with Oisha. And his approach to Oisha is Matna Shemayim, Ubos lo Mekoyach haTorah. Every Pruta is accountable for. His way of living with his money, and how he spends his money, and how he manages his money is with an understanding that it's matnas shamayim, it's a gift from the Eibishter, and it's approached mikoyach haTorah, then zocha, even in this gift of oisher, is zocha bakoil. I think Yom Noroyim in the Marze, no, by Kedusha in the Marze, that you have a little Yerotzen that you could ask for one of three things.
Yeah.
You could ask for Bonin, Nachas from Bonin, and for Oisher, and for Ruach HaKodesh. So you look at it, you know, like, this is some kind of Latzonis. Mitten Rosh Hashanah, Mitten Yom Kippur. Here it's Agil Bonin, or Guya Noyenir, or Biba Chaim Konevsky. I mean, but if we really understand that through any of these three things, when a person brings it to the Shleimus HaNirtze, which the impossibility in Oysher is about the greater than in Chachma, because it's so difficult to be live materially and live in a material matzav, and there everything should be bolo in the koyach haTorah, and everything should be matnas shemayim, and should be with the ganze shleimus. How many people in history do we know like that? This week is Rabbi Zalman's yahrzeit, a few days ago. Rabbi Zalman had a shver, a young man, his name was Abshraga Feivel Frank, a young man who lived in Kovna, and he was Rabbi Saul Salanta's protege. I don't know if he was a Talmud Chacham, but Rabbi Saul Salanta took him to develop the Balabas of the future that Rabbi Saul Salanta wanted to develop. Gedoylim Balabatim, Balabatim Anoshim Gedoylim. This is Shaga Feivel Frank, I think, was Nifter at 42. None of his children were married. At his Levaya, Rabbi Yiskol Chanan, Kovna Rav, passed out multiple times in the Hesped. He couldn't overcome his grief. This is Shaga Feivel Frank once had an opportunity. He was so wealthy in the local Kovna Litter that some big Goyish finance house of those years of the 1880s or 1860s, at least when it was, wanted to be a shutuf with him. And that would make him, in the musogim of European Jewry, a mega gvir shalahoya v'loyi and mamish, that kind of thing. And he said no on the spot. And he was asked, a tzaddik like you would get his hands on $100 million or on $1 billion of a Amalekite currency. I mean, it's a game changer for Klal Yisrael. Et nishke Volteren. This is without Rabbi Saul, because I don't think Rabbi Saul was living anymore. And he said, Kol Zman, my wealth, my modest wealth, is concentrated home, then I'm going to make the decision who my daughters are going to marry. If I go international, my daughters are going to decide who they're going to marry. I'm not interested in that. Shraga Feivel Frank, so who did his daughters marry? Rabbi Zalman, Moshe Mordche. Anybody here learned in Baltimore? You learned in Baltimore of Sheftel Kramer. Then he had a fourth one, Nebuch, that stayed behind, the Baruch Horowitz, that stayed behind in the Holocaust. I don't think there are from the Rav of Alex Sot. I don't think that there's any Einiklach. But do the math, what came out in Klal Yisrael from Rav Zalman and from Moshe Mordche, and here in America from Rav Sheftel Kramer, Zaydim Rav Uduma. Go understand. A younger mensch, Rav Yisrael Shalanta, is a prodigy. A Zayid, ich weiß nicht his level of Talmud Chacham. Sure, Gibor he was. This took tremendous Gibor. Zayid Gibor HaKoyvish HaSyitzray. But here you see a picture of wealth, that if you ride that dragon called wealth, b'koyach haTorah and matnas shemayim, is literally zocha b'koyel as a kumtzut zogan eidim with the ganze shleilus. Unfaket kol talmud chacham she'ein b'ideya is nevei l'toyvei men. If talmud chacham doesn't have this measure of tzaddikim Like Pashtu Yedei in the Gezel. You know what Yaakov Avinu's wealth was? We see in Parshas Vayetze. The wealth of Yaakov Avinu is beyond description. And every penny, every pachim ketanim, every little tiny shtickle metaltalim is accountable for. That means Yaakov Avinu in Zesik Derecheres, Ovis Akdoshim Ad Merkava, Zog the Rambam and Moir in Shmoyne Prokham, I don't know what the Rambam says, or Moir in Avuchim, that their Esik of Derecheres was Dveikus Bashem. They held on to the Merkava while they were being regular shepherds and Isaac and their Acheretz. So every penny that Yaakov Avinu accumulated is accountable, b'cheshbin, b'tzoyin Hashem, it's a matana from Hashem. Like a zoi. That penny Hashem sent me. He has a cheshbin, why this little plastic cup I have. He sent it to me. He wants me to have it. It's now on the other side. He stayed behind to retrieve Pachim Ketanim. That's Yaakov Avinu's concept of Tzadikim Chovav Aleihem Amoinim Yosim Megufa. So it hit me this Friday. I said this grad in a vat for some younger light. So it hit me for the first time that I have a tfisa in the man, in what we say in the Ila, L'manechda Ma'oshik Yadei. So anybody knows of Yisrael Salanter, but it's so hard to incorporate the whole Yom Kippur and all my tshuva and everything I did, and I took my whole year apart and I went back and I tried to get on a better place. Why? So my Ben Adam L'Chaveiroi in Gezel should be better. L'man Echta Moshe Gezel. And then the Python says it a second time. Ata Yivdalta Enon Shmi Roish. Why? L'man Echta Moshe Gezel. But if you listen to this, yeah, a person of Lemanech Dal Moishik Yedein, it's not a by itself, like they say, you know, in Yeshiva Shereid, it's not a Siba, it's a Simen. And the Lemanech Dal Moishik Yedein means that every penny, every chelik that I, every gift that Hashem gave me, any grant that Hashem granted me in my life, is B'Koyach HaTorah and Matnas Shamayim. That's the ultimate test. The ultimate test, if your Yom Kippur was a Yom Kippur, is Lamezen. Lamezen be the lepst in the practical Asafta de Ganecha von Leben. Lepst under the Asafta de Ganecha von Leben, everything goes, it wasn't a ganze Yom Kippur. Abe, du kennst veren ayit von Lamanech, der Moishek Yedeinu, is yet the Schoffen dein Yom Kippur, is gewena emeser Tshuva. Alts wird das Messaken gewinnen, die Einayim, die Osnayim, die Per, alle Finnef Keuches, weil ich habe einen Test, wenn man echt an Moishe geht, den. Eine gute Woche. Wie hältst
du dich? Schkoyer. Runi, Schkoyer.
Liebe.
Schkoyer.
Gute Woche.
How are you?
What is it?
Time. I'm sure. Yeah. I heard about it. You spent money on me?